This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look back at the first century church for wisdom in the management of money. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Every year, our city police department reminds us to lock our cars when we park them and not leave belongings on the seats in plain view of those who pass by. It's simple, I guess. An unlocked car is just too great a temptation. So we're told that we must do what we can to reduce the temptation. It's an interesting fact that the leadership of the early church was told that same thing. Large sums of money were needed for the care of widows and the poor. And the church was diligent to see that those in need were cared for. In fact, the record says, "For there was not anyone needy among them. For those who were owners of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds and laid them at the feet of the apostles, and it was distributed to each according as anyone had need. There were no beggars among the believers. The church took care of its own." But a problem arose. The number of the disciples were multiplying. Bible scholars tell us the number soon rose to over 20,000. And the simple plan began to bog down. The people continued to bring money and give it to the apostles, and the apostles continued to distribute it to the needy. But some were being neglected. So the apostles acted quickly. They suggested the church locate some men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who could handle the distribution of funds and make sure everyone was taken care of. Tested men, men of godly character and practical wisdom were chosen, put to work, and the problem vanished. And later on, in the life of the church, the Apostle Paul laid down as one qualification for the office of deacon that those should not be greedy of shameful gain. This was especially important since they were the ones who handled the money. And to put people in charge who would steal, like Judas did, would be to place temptation in their way. The same is true for our churches and ministry organizations today. In the past 2 years, we have been painfully reminded over and over how greed can devastate a ministry. But what about our own personal lives? We must search our hearts and think through the situations that tempt us to greed, and then stay away. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.